Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I bring this up to tell you, the Dallas Cowboys press conference for Brian Schottenheimer. I don't know how to put this in a way that is like not inappropriate.
I think you just put it. Just put it. It's you and me talking.
I think if I was a Cowboys fan, I would be so crestfallen, not just by this hire, but by the fact that my owner might be losing his marbles, you know, in a sense. Like, Jerry Jones was asked the first question after the opening comments from Schottenheimer and his little speech that he gave thanking everyone that he knows and whatever else. And a guy that we have on the show, Darius has booked a couple times, Calvin Watkins, who covers the Cowboys in Dallas, asked Jerry, why did you choose Brian Schottenheimer? That's literally the question. It was just like that. Why did you choose Brian Schottenheimer? Jerry spoke for 11 and a half minutes without really talking about why he chose Brian Schottenheimer that much. It was a lot about Jerry Jones.
Well, there's stuff about me here.
He was arguing with like Twitter trolls and these people. I don't know if they exist in real life or not, but just like that he was arguing against the general narratives about it being a bad hire and him not wanting to be a guy that anybody works for. And like it was. I mean, you see this with politicians sometimes where they'll just vamp for 15 minutes about nothing and you're going, what in the hell are you talking about?
The Twitter trolls are the backbone of, yeah.
That's what this was. It was just an old man rambling and meandering.
I love it.
11 minutes.
Great.
11 minutes to not answer a question. And I'm going, this person should not be running anything. Anything. Not an Arby's, not a radio station, not a company that sends puzzles to people.
Oh, I love it.
If you're a Cowboys fan and you watch that, good. I don't know how you could possibly think anything other than
good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It is over until something major changes in this ownership group. I don't know what to tell you other than it was comical.
Oh, it makes me so happy. I love it. There's the thing. They're I still think they're annoying and they're not going to be total pushovers.
No, they won't be bad.
Yeah, they never seem to bottom out the way that I want. I want like Giants type run of ineptitude for them for the next 1,000 years.
Franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
And while Brian Schottenheimer has no business being a head coach and is just a fairly pedestrian, you know, offensive coordinator, he's very popular, has great relationships. His father is one of the great coaches of all time.
The name matters.
They're going to build a pretty good staff. He's popular with players, I think. People like him. He builds good relationships. Like, it's not going to be Jim Zorn, right? Like, this unqualified boob of a hire. That's not really what this is. But does it handcuff you from trying to advance and get better? Probably. I mean, are you better off with Brian Schottenheimer than Mike McCarthy? Of course you're not.
No.
How could anyone say that's the case? But to me, that's not even the point. The point is just we have reached a point with Jerry Jones where he's like the guy down the street that like, oh no, if you see him in the grocery store, run away. Because he's going to be talking about weird ass for 5 minutes.
I mean, he's doing a Jerry Jones impression at this point. Like, you know, he's crossed into caricature. Like, before it was, you know, he'd just prattle on about that dish because there's gum on your shoe, don't make it sticky. You're like, or, you know, like, I don't really get that, but that's fine. Now, to your point, he's addressing demons that aren't even there. You know what I mean? Like, somebody trolled him on Twitter, somebody passed him a sheet that said, this guy says you're an idiot. Said, well, there's an IQ of 177 sitting right here wearing a suit named Jerry. You know, like, what are you doing?
Like, I do this sometimes, very rarely, but I do it occasionally, where I find myself arguing against like a couple of tweets, but on the radio, and it's like living in my head. Or just generally, you know what the perception is, and so you're arguing against that. You'll do this sometimes,
Everybody.
We don't need to address one guy who said, I'm sorry that the one guy didn't like your impression.
Right.
Let's move on. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what his whole press conference was. Was just like the narratives that bother him, and him just like, Jerry, what's your favorite ice cream? You know, people will tell me that I can't be worked with. And 7 minutes later, He's talking about the time in 1979 that he bought an oil company and worked with people. And it's like, this is not.
Yeah, show the YouTube comment from Cowboys for the Win, that number four in there. He said, what?